You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith. Now, the Pacific Championship. Kangaroos will play matches against Samoa, New Zealand, and it's kicking off on October the 14th. Now, look, the Kangaroos team list in 2022 World Cup final was Tedesco, Holmes, Mitchell, Whiten, Fox, Munster, Cleary, Trbojevic, Hunt, Campbell, Gillard, Angus Crichton, Liam Martin, Isaiah Yeo. And the bench was Cam Murray, Carrigan, Faisal Malawi, Harry Grant. I wanted to ask you, Smithy, what big or notable changes do you think could happen for the Pacific Championship?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of guys that are unavailable, right? As Luttrell's come out and said he's unavailable.
Yep.
So he's got the hand issue. I think that he has to take care of. So there's going to be a few not there. A lot of the debate has been around the number one jersey, right? Whether Tedesco will get his spot again. A lot of people saying Reece Walsh has to be there. Some saying Caelan Ponga. Look, I think Tedesco will retain his spot. He's the current captain, right? So I think Mal Meninga, knowing Mal quite well, he's a very loyal guy. You got to remember the Kangaroos won the World Cup. They only just won the World Cup recently. So I think he'd like to reward those guys that were a part of that tour, a part of that team, and they were able to secure that trophy. And I think James Tedesco showed enough in the last, particularly the last month to 6 weeks, that he could go away and captain this side again. So I think he will pick him. How about I just give you my team that I think will represent the Kangaroos.
Okay.
And then we can chat about that. I don't know if you've done your little side there, but so I'll start. Obviously James Tedesco, he'll be fullback, for mine. He'll be fullback and captain. On the wings, Josh Addo-Carr and Murray Taulagi. I've got Murray Taulagi there. I would have had Valentine Holmes, but he's got a one-game suspension, so I don't think he will be part of that series, given he's got a one-game suspension because of that incident only a couple of weeks ago. Because you got to remember, this tournament's only 3 games, Kempe.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to take someone that's suspended on this tour. In the centres, the Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
After having an outstanding Origin series, I think he'll. I'd have him in the centres along with this. You'll like this one, Katoni Staggs.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Yep.
A bit of a smoky.
Latrell Mitchell, of course, would have been in there, but he's ruled out. So is Campbell Graham. So I think given Katoni, the form that he's in at the moment, going all the way to the grand final, I think he'd be. A great acquisition for the Kangaroos, and he's given his desire to play for Australia. Actually, he has represented Tonga in the past, but I think he would like to play for the Kangaroos. Number 7. Now, look, this is a tough one because, I've gone with Nathan Cleary, given the way he's finished the season at club level. He's helped take his team to another grand final, as we know. But Daly Cherry Evans would probably feel unlucky not getting that spot, given the way he dominated State of Origin, and he's actually played really well in the regular season as well for Manly. So I think he'll get on the tour. I think he'll be in the squad. There's no doubt about that. But I've just gone with the Cleary as the halfback, Cam Munster number 6. Now we get to the forwards. I would go with Carrigan at 13.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Martin, Cam Murray in the back row. Payne Haas, Tino Faasuamalawi starting front rowers, with Ben Hunt starting 9,
okay,
like he does for the Queensland Maroons. And then you go to the bench. I've got Harry Grant, Lindsay Collins, Ruben Cotter, and RCG.
Okay. So, I understand why Tedesco, the loyalty side of things, and I think it's fair to say he's earned the right to keep his spot. But if I was selecting, I would be going Reece Walsh or Caelan Ponga at fullback.
Yep.
In the centres, I'd have the same as you on the wing. In the centres, I would probably either have Dane Gagai or Bradman Best instead of Katoni Staggs.
Yes.
But I don't mind the Katoni Staggs shout. In the outside of that, I think it was relatively similar. I would definitely be starting Paddy Carrigan at 13. I just think that I think he's surpassed everyone in the game at that 13 role, which seems really harsh to Isaiah Yeo, because Isaiah Yeo has been fantastic.
Yeah.
It may even benefit New South Wales for Isaiah Yeo to potentially have a bench spot, because he'll get him more runs on the board if they decide to go for Cam Murray at 13. I like Cam Murray on the edge there. I think he's too good of a player to have on the bench. I think also he's an accumulative player where the more minutes he plays, the more chances he has of impact rather than you know, bringing on for 20 minutes. Like Ben Hunt at 9. I agree with you. I think DCE would feel hard done by, but I just think that Nathan Cleary is the future. And from a purely Kangaroos perspective, the more times you can get him in that jersey playing in it, the better he's going to be for it. And I just, with DC, although he does seem to play better at origin level than Nathan Cleary, you know, what has he got? Maybe another year or so in his career.
Yeah, and that's possibly,
and that's why I would actually maybe pick, if I was picking purely on form, I'd put Gagai in the centers, cause I think he's been great. But when you like add in the future, that's when I would go Bradman Best, because you know, he may be able to play for quite a while. In regards to the bench, all relatively the same. RCG I'd have on the bench. I think, you know, when he did come back for the Eels, they did go on a bit of a push there. I would start Tino. I would start Haas. I think Ruben Kotick off the bench is also outstanding. It's going to be interesting whether there was some whispers that Jackie Whiten would make himself eligible again. So that, I know he's got that suspension, is it, that he's potentially trying to...
Yeah, I think that was the reason why Kempe.
Yeah, okay.
To try and wipe that suspension, so to come out of retirement and say, "Listen, I'll play international football." I think that was to try and possibly wipe that suspension out of next year. But I think that's been squashed.
Okay. Now the only other change I may make, and it might be controversial, but I wouldn't mind seeing Selwyn Cobbo on the wing for Australia. Oh,
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I think Addo Carr will be a lock, mate.
Yeah. And so it's maybe Taulagi's spot. Yeah.
Maybe Selwyn gets a jersey above Taulagi, given he's gone to a grand final. So strong performance this Sunday night, that might get him a green and gold jersey.
Yeah. And I'll put it this way. If I'm Mal, I'm taking Selwyn on the camp, because I just think it's get him in the system. Like, this kid, we know how incredible he is. And I think that the more time he has around the best of the best, the best is going to be brought out of him, hopefully. But yeah, outside of that, relatively simple. We've got some text here, Smithy. Afternoon. I'm with the accountant. Rational and measured analysis of the Panthers-Broncos matchup. Denon, if Cam is the accountant, then based on your assessment, you're the Bernie Madoff of Rugby League World running a Ponzi scheme. Penrith were without Edwards, Tungo, Taruva, Kenny and Sorensen when they played Para. Take 5 starters out of any lineup and they'll struggle to compete, let alone Edwards at fullback, who was responsible for organising the defensive line. I'll take the odds of Penrith playing at 80% or more 100% of the time than Brisbane playing out of their skins as a one-off. Otherwise, great show. Have a great break. Cheers. Matt from Wollongong. Well, the beautiful thing, Matty, is we'll see. We've only got a few days until the game, and hopefully, from my perspective, Broncos get the job done. Got some other texts here, Smithy. G'day, Shaggers. I have a roughie Clive Churchill for you. Based on 2 very good finals performances, Billy Walters. Remember in the off-season,
Billy Walters.
Popcorn the Reptile.
Wow, Billy Walters.
That's a smoky.
Mate, wouldn't that's a smoky and a half.
Wow. Because
That would be enormous.
Because Cleary won it not last year, but the year before.
Year before. Dylan Edwards was last year.
And then 2 years later, another father-son combo. Surely that's got to be a record. We've got another text here. Gagai, what is Kemp smoking? He has had the worst year in a decade. Okay. I thought Gagai was pretty good towards the end of the year.
Yeah, he was. He was. Very good. That run of 10, he was very good.
Mm. Kempy and Smithy, just on Pacific tests, why would someone like Tedesco want to play after playing all season, after a tough preseason, plus State of Origin, and his wife had just had their first child? Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, each their own. But, you know, like it's a fairly privileged position to be playing, well, number one, to be playing and representing your country. But, you know, as captain of the Kangaroos, I think that's a fairly prestigious thing to have a part of, you know, yourself as a footballer, but as your life as well. The thing about that too is just to, you know, talk about that with our listener is, I think if James Tedesco sits out this tournament, I don't think he plays again.
Now we're going to head to a break. After the break, we're going to wrap up the show.